Now, a new documentary explores great religious architecture in the United States. The Washington National Cathedral in D.C., the Air Force Academy Chapel in Colorado, the Mormon Tabernacle in Salt Lake City, and religious buildings in Wisconsin, like the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Milwaukee, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. The filmmakers say that religious architecture is trying above all to tell a story. Mike Trinkline is a co-founder of the film production company Betcher and Trinkline, Inc. His latest film is the documentary Secrets of Sacred Architecture, which airs on several Wisconsin channels starting today. Mike, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
What led you on this tour and then sharing it with us of religious buildings around the United States?
Oh, I think my co-producer, Steve Betcher, and I have been going to church our whole lives. And, you know, when you're a little kid and you get a little bored in church, you look around and wonder, what's all this stained glass doing here? Why is it designed this way? And as you move from church to church and they're so different, you try to understand what it's all about. And I think that kind of led us to want to make this film.
What kind of places did you find close to home here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin, the nice thing about Wisconsin is that, like pretty much every part of the country, there's an example of every really kind of church architecture right within any given city. And so there's all the various samples. There's great Gothic churches. There's great Romanesque churches. There's all kinds of beautiful styles and more modern styles as well. But I think the one that was really interesting to me locally was Annunciation, this church in Milwaukee built by Frank Lloyd Wright. And it's like this bowl, and then on top of the bowl is another bowl that's upside down. And it's so Frank Lloyd Wright. I mean, he was very much into sort of egalitarianism. And so everybody in that church is close to the altar. No one's more than 60 feet away. Of course, the downside, like every Frank Lloyd Wright church, it leaks. That's always the problem with his work.
That's part of the story you're trying to tell in the documentary, I think, is how these churches and their architecture tells a story. How did you unlock that? How did you help interpret what the visual that I might see and say, oh, yeah, it looks cool, what story it's telling?
Yeah, even if you're driving by at 50 miles an hour, churches are trying to talk to you. And just to sort of understand that language can just make things that much more fulfilling. I mean, here's an example. Steeples. Why do churches have steeples? Well, some people might say, when I was in, you know, kindergarten, they would say, oh, they're pointing up to God. And they do. That's part of it. But the other part of it is they're really serving the same function as, say, the McDonald's arches. They're saying, hey, we're here. Check us out. We've got a story to tell. That's a good story. You want to be a part of us. And we've got the tallest steeple in town. And we're here. And it's sort of a marker of a particular church community.
Those are the big things you might see from the outside. Did you find some cool little nuances that you might have even walked by if you're visiting and not making a documentary?
Yeah, here's my favorite one. So a typical church in Wisconsin has stained glass windows, and in those windows are depicted various Bible scenes. Well, it costs a lot of money. Tiffany made a lot of those windows. They're very expensive. So a church would find a well-off donor who would pay for the window. What Tiffany would do, and all the stained glass companies, is they would say, huh, why don't we take the face of the donor and make him, in the church window, say the Apostle Paul or Peter? And so a lot of these church windows actually have real people from the congregation depicted. Now, that was 100 years ago. It's been forgotten. No one remembers that when you walk into the church, that guy up there is actually a guy who used to be a member of the church. So it's just kind of funny how there are people kind of finding these things out, rediscovering that little tidbit of history from days gone by.
Now, to narrate this story, you reached out to someone very familiar to public television audiences and to Star Trek fans, LeVar Burton. And it turned out he was really on the same page as you guys. What did he say when you asked him to do this?
Yeah, he was happy to do it and ecstatic about doing it. He did study for the ministry at one point in his life. And, you know, he's a favorite for PBS audiences and just a guy who was really great to work with and really sort of took on the task of really making this shine. And I think he was a great choice.
As we wrap up, Mike, can you talk about what you're hoping people come away with after they watch the documentary and how they look at maybe their own congregation's building or others in their community?
Oh, yeah. I mean, churches were built to tell a story, and a lot of times the story is sort of a mystery to the people who walk in the church. They've sort of always done it and haven't really looked critically. So once you watch the film, you'll walk into your own church and go, oh, that's why that is, or that's tying to something 1,000 years ago, or that's tying to something 2,000 years ago. There's all these little subtle cues in every church that are connecting to something larger. And that's really what the film is hoping to unlock for people. There's a bigger picture here, and you can really get a more fulfilling experience if you know what all those little details tie back to.
Mike, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Mike Trinkline is a co-founder of the film production company Betcher & Trinkline, Inc. He talked to us about their latest film, the documentary called Secrets of Sacred Architecture. That airs on Channel 36 WMTV today. You can watch it on Wisconsin Public Television on April 18th. Look online for your local public TV station to find out when, where, and how.